Here's the news. The Minister of Public Works views infrastructure development as a key instrument in maintaining and strengthening the national economy amid global economic fluctuations. PU spokesperson Aisha Zakia emphasized that interconnected infrastructure projects such as roads, irrigation, and sanitation are prioritized to ensure the smooth distribution of goods and services, thereby enhancing economic resilience. The next news. The Minister of Health has suspended the anesthesiology and intensive therapy specialist programs at Dr. Hassan Sadikin Hospital in Bandung for 1 month to conduct an evaluation. This action follows the alleged sexual assault of a patient's family member of PAP. A participant in the program, Deputy Health Minister Dante Saxono Harbuono, stated that PAP's educational activities have been terminated, and the Indonesian Health Council has been requested to revoke his registration certificate. Additionally, psychological assessment will be conducted for all specialist program participants to prevent future incidents. And that was the news. Hello, listener. In this afternoon session with Ray in Indonesia Today, of course, we'll be coming in the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And let's kick off today's broadcast with OAS Moda by Kobo Kamero, only at Voice of Indonesia, online streaming, voice.id, shortwave, 3325 kHz, and 4755 kHz, and our application in NNE Digital.
Thank you.
Suggestion and also information through our social media in Facebook account of Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official, and our email address voilistener@gmail.com and WhatsApp number +62 8213381213 0. the main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, if you think about the Barbuda snake species from Kelapa Nunda, the species is endemic, they are in the subterranean area, they have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species, and of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fatal for them to survive. And this species needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the population. So if all this information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So there's some material that really can be developed for material for anti-material or antibiotics, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because they are part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem is disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
To know more, you can always tune in to our YouTube account and VOI official only on YouTube page, where you can watch all of our interesting interviews only on Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. publications that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of older local heroes, cards, hero flags, the hidden boat races, and many more.
And reliable news while listening to Voice of Indonesia and all RRI broadcasts across Indonesia, RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of the Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from the trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online radio news media.
Or the original kampung, where Sao Ria or big houses are situated. There are two Sao Ria in the village, namely Sao Apa
Kawaki and Sao Sui. There are wooden steel towers with Lumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the
seventh.
This house is already for the fourth generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of Kawaki and Sao Sui. It symbolizes looking at the and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony. Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Saoria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Agalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Agalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, has three rooms, with its name and function. There are Wajang Buuria, Wajang Wu, and Wajang Tenga.
There are parts inside the house. They are Wajang Buuria, Wajang Wu, and Wajang Tenga. The first one is inhabited by the first child, because Wu itself means golden. Then there's a place to keep the answers of hand and take objects. There's also a place for Mosaki to discuss. In front of the house, there's a place for Mishwara, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same, both in the left and the right side.
To build and renovate a traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies, which need high cost at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount of fuel paid by Nabu's day, although most of the local villagers are plantation farmers. They are willing to pay big amounts of funds for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Agalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gobok or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged for traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to put bags of wood called and people break down the house and hold a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, the ceremony called Leo Lako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Leo Lako ceremony is when construction workers clear the location both in the kampung and in the forest. They should give food and hold directions to stay away from bad luck and hot potatoes. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. Animal is given as a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put in to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
Materials are complete. The people do Tenga Sao ceremony. The all-night long ceremony featured pandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kind of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
There are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and extracting are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for the house purification. After that, the construction begins again in the ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dance, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again. Giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Mio, Okemoku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kerakana, which is participated by regional government officials around Musumaki in Morotoku Village. Kerakana is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Morotoku Village. Besides that stone's graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kerakana, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Musumaki.
Kerakana is a place where Musumaki worship the adults. The graves have 2 levels. The center circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The star is worshipped as an idol. The public offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musumaki in the temple center called Usenwa in Hiyo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Musumaki do pandak and gawi dance accompanied with Ngolamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Morotoku traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia. economy is Java, it should come to it with a market. The traditional market, which becomes one of the great places in Banyuwangi, is located at our small village, Simo Juru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. On the street, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Besong Bangsong. Besong Bangsong is a typical food of Wijinan Tidu Hamlet, Simo Latan Village, Simo Juru Sub-District. Besong Bangsong is a special menu and very food, which is made from duck meat, its main ingredient, and wadong yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadong tea is mainly found and grown wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadong leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used to smell duck from